Brother Kent Morden, an elder from the Lakewood Edmonton congregation, will now present the next part of the symposium, Courage Weakeners versus Courage Strengtheners, on Wholesome Recreation versus Field Ministry. As you watch the following dramatization, notice how Dustin reacts to unwholesome recreation.
Thanks again, Grandpa, for a fun service morning.
You have any plans for later?
Yeah, meeting some friends later at the movie theater.
Ah, have a good time.
Thanks.
This looks kind of... Doesn't this bother you?
Don't let it freak you out.
Look, I just think maybe we need to leave.
No way. I'm not losing my money.
I really think we need to leave.
Hey, what's going on?
Dustin's all freaked out because of this scene.
It's just this scene.
Yeah,
dude, just chill.
Hey, we're trying to watch a movie. Let's cut the chit-chat.
I'm sorry.
Well, how do you feel about Dustin's situation? Here he just plans some recreation with his friends, and they decide to go out to a movie, and it turns out to not be at all what he expected. He's feeling really uncomfortable. Well, how would you feel in that situation? Would you feel intimidated in front of your friends? You know, we all need recreation at times, and it's really important. It's good to get together with friends and laugh and have a good time. And recreation can actually refresh us for spiritual activities as well. But is it possible for recreation to weaken courage? Indeed, it is. In fact, it does this in two ways. The first one is that recreation exposes us to, or unwholesome recreation, can expose us to ungodly influences and weaken our determination to do what is right. An ungodly influence can have deadly consequences. The influence is much like that of an oil spill on a beautiful lake. Imagine how that oil permeates over the water, completely smearing everything. How are the fish, the birds, and the animals affected? Don't let Satan smear your mind and heart with things that Jehovah hates. For example, entertainment that contains sexually immoral material, violence, and spiritism. These are dark, unwholesome influences. These types of influences affect our courage the same way that a logger affects a tree. Imagine if your courage was like a tall, strong, sturdy tree. Not even the wind or rain could bring it down. But then comes along the logger. What method will he use to bring down that tree? Well, he's going to chip away at it, isn't he? Every time we expose ourselves to an ungodly influence, it's like Satan taking another chip at that tree. The more we let Satan do that, the more we can expect that tree to come down. You get the point, don't you? So how can we protect ourselves from that? Well, what we need to do is we need to take a firm stand against that type of entertainment. So, for example, we would want to say a resolute no to video games and movies, books and magazines, comics that contain immorality, spiritism, or violence. And then when you think of indiscriminate web surfing. We'd want to say a resolute no to that so that we don't accidentally go off on the wrong track. And when it comes to social networking, we definitely want to be very careful. We don't want to follow people that we don't know. And we want to be careful not to follow people that we know are unchristian in their conduct. In this, we have a fantastic scripture in James. James chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. You might want to mark a little emoji in your notes beside this, maybe a little heart. This scripture helps us to appreciate that Satan attacks our weak points. If you were going to chop down a tree, you might aim for the weakest part. And that's exactly what Satan does. He tries to strike at our wrong desires. And do you notice what that scripture says about those desires? Those desires can become sin if we dwell on them. And then that sin can in turn lead to death. So what a protection it is for us. In verse 16 of that verse, it says that we don't want to be misled. In this time of the end, this late into the time of the end, do not let yourself be fooled by Satan. There's a second way in which recreation can weaken our courage. And that is, if wholesome recreation becomes excessive. This could easily happen. Wholesome recreation could steal time away from things that are more important. And then it could essentially be controlling us. But in this, we have the fantastic example of the Apostle Paul. When you think of Paul, no doubt you think of somebody who accomplished so much in a spiritual way. What's his secret? How did he do it? Well, he shares it with us. Let's have a look at it together. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and there we'll have a look at verse 12 and see if you can tell what the secret is that Paul used. It says, "All things are lawful for me, but not all things are advantageous. All things are lawful for me, but I will not let myself be controlled by anything." Well, that's a powerful scripture. And we can tell that the Apostle Paul abided by that directly. You notice what he said there, that there are things that are lawful, but are not necessarily advantageous. So just because something is good doesn't mean it's going to benefit us. But additionally there, he says that he would not let himself be controlled by anything. So what a fantastic example. By taking control of even wholesome recreation, you and I will have the time and the energy that we need to share in activities that build courage, such as our field ministry. So how is it that the field ministry can strengthen courage? Well, in this, we have a fantastic example in King David. Could you ever imagine King David feeling ashamed of the truth? Never, ever. But how can we be so sure? Well, in the symposium, we've been discussing Psalm 27. So let's go back there. And together we're going to take a look at verse 4 this time. And as we read this verse, please try to identify the quality that helped David to have courage. In verse 4 it says, "One thing I've asked from Jehovah, it is what I will look for, that I may dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life, to gaze upon the pleasantness of Jehovah, and to look with appreciation upon his temple." Well, did you notice what the quality was? You're right. It's appreciation. How did David develop such a strong appreciation for Jehovah? Well, in the verse, you'll notice that it also says there that he wanted to gaze upon the pleasantness of Jehovah. Brothers and sisters and friends, that's exactly what you and I can do. We can meditate upon Jehovah, his qualities, his works, his attributes, and these things will help us to gaze upon his pleasantness in the same way that David was able to. Now, this appreciation and this courage that David had moved him to do something very special. If you just flip back to Psalm 26, just let your eye kind of scan over the chapter a little bit, and you'll notice a couple of expressions there that help us to appreciate that it moved David to speak about Jehovah. So, for example, in verse 7, he says it would cause thanksgiving to be heard, to declare your wonderful works. We see at the end of verse 12, in the great congregation, I will praise Jehovah. Well, what a fantastic example David set for us. And you and I can have a very similar experience as well. As our courage grows, our courage will grow the more we talk to others about our faith and share that with them. And additionally, the more we share in the ministry, the more comfortable we will become doing so. And even if we feel timid or shy by nature, well, this just allows us the opportunity to increase our courage when we experience Jehovah's help to give us the boldness and courage we need. Further, as we share in the ministry and we see how the effect it has on people, how it improves their lives when they apply God's word, well, that will move us to share what we've learned from Jehovah even more. And not only that, but this courage that we've now built up, well, because of sharing in the ministry, will now serve as a strengthening aid when you and I face a moral challenge. Like David, we will never, ever feel ashamed of the truth. Well, now, please watch the following dramatization. And as we do, notice how the ministry helps Dustin to be courageous.
Dude, just chill. Hey, I'm trying to watch a movie. Let's cut the chit-chat.
I'm sorry.
Good morning, sir. My grandson and I would like to share...
Look, Jehovah's Witness is right. I'm going to save you some trouble. I'm a professor, and I've read some of your books, but the science in them is really out of date. Why do you people insist on writing about things you don't understand?
It is true, sir, that over time, scientific research can become out of date. But you know, there's a book that is never out of date. The Bible. Dustin, would you please read Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22 for the gentleman?
There is one who dwells above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. He is stretching out the heavens like a fine gauze. Wow, that ended so much better than I expected. He was so intimidating.
It's normal to feel that way, Dustin. I've even had those feelings. Even the apostles have had their moments. I'd like to show you something. It's in Acts, chapter 4. Would you find that and read Acts chapter 4, verse 29? Let's see what the apostles prayed for.
And now, Jehovah, give attention to their threats and grant to your slaves to keep speaking your word with all boldness.
You see the point, Dustin? Jehovah helped the apostles, and he's going to help us. So we never, ever have to feel ashamed of the truth.
I'm out of here.
Dustin.
I'm not going back, Jamin.
Yeah, I know.
Me neither. My mom's gonna come pick me up. You wanna ride?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Feeling proud of Dustin, aren't you? Dustin made the right choice. And Jehovah feels the same way about you and I when we take a courageous stand. What a good example he set for us. Did you notice, though, how the ministry helped Dustin to have that courage? Earlier that same day, he got the chance to see courage in action when his grandfather responded to this to the professor in the ministry, overcoming his objection. Additionally, his grandfather helped him to appreciate that, you know what, these feelings are not unusual. His grandfather felt this way sometimes, and even the apostles felt this way sometimes. But as Acts 4:29 brought out, they relied on Jehovah, and you and I can do the exact same thing. Like Dustin, do not allow pressure from peers to influence you to do what is wrong, even if all your friends decide to do the same thing. Do not let excessive recreation hinder you from having a regular share in the field ministry. Doing so gives us the privilege of working with God in a unique way that very few today experience. To do so, create a schedule that includes time each week in the field ministry. And of course, include the three P's: prepare, practice, and pray. Prepare for field service using suggestions from our midweek meeting. Practice your presentations with family members or friends. And of course, most of all, pray for courage before and during your field service activity. By avoiding unwholesome recreation and regularly sharing in the field ministry, we will strengthen our courage.